Bonjour, I am Sandrine, your host for this podcast. Together, we will learn about the infinite quantum and galactic realms so we can embody more of our multidimensionality and accelerate our ascension. Bonjour and welcome. I am Sandrine, Ascension and Mission Mentor and Trends Channel. In this transmission today, I will share about the Palladians and how they help us understand how we can transition in the golden age of miracles from their own perspective and their own angle of teachings of sharing wisdom with us today is going to be about creating more conscious communities and how that is going to be a pivotal momentum in humanity. If you like my content, I would love if you could share it around with your friends because it increases the potency of this code shared, because the more of us receive this and the more of us align to this content within their own sovereignty, therefore, the more we receive this knowledge and the more we can start activating a remembrance about our own soul and soul mission. So please follow me, like and comment, share with your friends, because we weave webs of divine light around the planet together always. So I previously shared in videos about the Arcturians and their perspective on entering the new golden age of miracle around healing. The Andromedans shared around connecting with our earth frequency, our earth soul. These transmissions were so beautiful and so potent. I would love to invite you to watch them as well if you haven't done so yet. Today, the Palladians, they want to share with us about conscious communities. And I know that so many of my friends are already activating that and really interested in activating that. So the Palladians, they have been working with humanity for such a long time, very, very closely, right? And it is interesting to observe that at the moment, this is one of the first anchor of the new earth that is actually starting to happen, because you might have that heart desire too. So it is going to be very interesting to understand the wisdom that the Palladians share with us around this subject, because it is going to help us activate more of that. I'm connecting now to my dear Palladian friend from my High Council. Thank you very much for being here, for sharing your wisdom with us. This transmission is here to help recode you into unity consciousness around communities. We love you so dearly, and we have so much compassion and respect for you, and also admiration, as we see your struggle, we see your pain, we see your effort, and we see your heart's calling to experience something more, to have deeper level of connections and freedom and abundance and love, where you connect together with like-minded people. We would love first to bring information about the fact that to be able to create conscious communities is to respect all humans equally. It's to acknowledge the fact that all humans are spark of the divine essence, and that if some seem to be of the darkness, it is only because of their own pain and their own suffering, and that therefore your own heart has the opportunity to open to even more compassion and love for the ones that suffer. At the moment, we notice within the collective an increase in separation template coming from judgment and putting people in category. None of that is unity consciousness. All of that is simply a repetition of separation of outdated paradigm reality coming from your low vibrating 3D matrix system. Please, dear human, every time you find yourself judging another for the decision and the belief system, notice that. Ask a question. How can I shift around that? How can I allow them to be? How can you allow other ones to be? And yes, we hear you when you say, but you don't understand, this person is objectively evil. Like, I know, I've seen it. I know 100% this person is evil because of the action, what they have done is unspeakable. And we say, we understand your reaction. And your reaction shows that you are passionate and that you have the calling to find more peace and to be around people that are of the light. And how can you observe that the amount of negative action that a person does is simply a reflection of the amount of pain and separation that this person has endured, not in this lifetime, but most likely in thousands and thousands of lifetimes, that this person, more than anyone else, need love and need compassion to be able to break through this density experience that is creating even more pain for all souls are here to return back to light eventually, even if they don't choose to do that consciously or even unconsciously in this lifetime, they will eventually in the future, in other lifetime. But because they can experience coming from you a level of compassion, a level of love and of service that they might have never felt from anyone else on their path, it will plant a seed of high frequency of divine remembering that they can be accepted, that they can be forgiven. Remember a time, dear one, where you did something very bad yourself. At any age, you knew you were guilty, you were ashamed of yourself, and that weight was so heavy on your shoulders. Maybe you still feel it now, don't you? The weight of guilt, the weight of shame, the weight of regrets for having done something bad to someone else, or something bad to your own self, for having lied and betrayed and cheated and be angry and frustrated and violent physically or in your words, of being emotionally so dysfunctional that you became passive-aggressive, that you closed your heart from receiving the love of others when you didn't know how to do, how else to do. Do you see where we're going at with here? Do you know how easy it is to forgive? Don't you want to be forgiven fully? Don't you want to have this burden being lifted off your shoulders at once? It is your birthright to remove all of this at once, and it can be done as you forgive yourself. When you forgive yourself, you have no more shame, you have no more regrets, you have no more doubts and no more fears. You are reborn anew, and you can walk on a new timeline of miracles. When you forgive yourself, you can also forgive others, for you now that when you open that door, they can see a glimpse of hope into maybe one day they can also forgive themselves and choose a different path. Are you here to be an agent of change, my friend? Or are you here to be the judge of all the ones that suffer deeply? Are you here to create conscious communities based on love and forgiveness? Or are you here to try to build broken communities built from a broken society where separation templates continue existing because you cannot see, you do not want to see beyond the veils of your own illusions, trying to make you believe that evil must be burned, that you must hide from all, when actually, when you reside fully in your sovereign power, you can be anywhere with anyone unaffected, only radiating who you are, which is magnificent light of divine source consciousness itself. Have no fear, dear one. Have no fear about forgiving yourself and forgiving others for the choices that they have done, for the experiences that they choose to experience. Always allow yourself to be reborn anew and allow others to be reborn anew. When you can start finding this level of unity consciousness within the self, then you know that the communities that you are going to call together, all the souls that are going to call together, are going to come from the same level of purity of intention. And yes, everything is a practice. You might not know how to communicate fully from the heart yet. You might not know how to move beyond past your doubts, beyond past your remorse, your guilt, your regrets, your shame. Express that, surrender that to the divine. Pray, ask for help, ask for your soul to allow you to consciously remember that it is easy to surrender because that it is not you. That was simply an experience from the past. And that today you can be reborn anew because you can choose differently. With every action that you take, you can choose differently and therefore embody your highest identity in this moment. Everything is practice. Everything is a pathway of evolution. Remember that your birthright is to reside in unconditional love, and that in unconditional love you are always. You are simply learning to return to that. Allow other people to be a mirror of your own beauty. Allow yourself to receive many gifts. Allow yourself to ask for support. Allow yourself to give and give and give. If your heart feels generous, if your hearts want to give, equally receive and equally give. Entering the infinite circle of unconditional love and promotion of life. To be able to anchor conscious communities on earth now, entering the new golden age of miracle now, is to be able to communicate from the heart about all your shadows, as your shadows as you are your light. It is one and the same thing. The shadow is simply a puff of smoke, encouraging you to activate your divine willpower of courage to find the light that resides within the smoke, behind the smoke, beyond the smoke. And as you choose to connect to that light within yourself, beyond the shadows, you instantly activate a new layer of your evolution. And therefore, when you connect to yourself on this level of authenticity, clarity, purity of intention, devotion, and courage, you can do the same with others. Always remember that the interaction you have with other people are simply a mere reflection of the interaction that you have within your own self. If your interactions are violent and difficult, we would love to invite you to observe how you resist being in deeper communion with the intimacy of yourself. If you find your interactions with others to be poor, lacking depth, observe what is the depth that you want to experiment in the reunion with your own self. How can you be more in unity consciousness with your own self, experiencing deeper layers of who you are, so you can also experience deeper level of connection with other people? If you wonder how to find your tribe, remember that it is good through quantum resonance that it is happening. You attract what is a vibrational match to you. As you embrace more and more your divine magnificence, your birthright as a sovereign soul to live in abundance and freedom, to promote joy, to carry compassion in your heart always, therefore you will attract humans around you that also have the same value and heart calling. They might be at different stages of their evolution, but you will find the purity in their soul. And you might share some messages with them, some codes with them, some wisdom with them. And therefore, you might allow them to activate that within themselves. And therefore, they will be able to align more to their own sovereign soul, to become a closer friend, to open to their own remembrance about their own magnificent sovereign soul. The more you connect with other people from a true, pure, open heart, with a huge level of compassion, the easier it is for humanity to heal, the easier it is to create like-minded communities where everyone has a voice, where everyone feels honored, respected, loved, and nurtured, us Belidian love you so dearly. We are always here for you through the activation of your heart portal. We would love to invite you to have faith in your ability to love all humans equally no matter what. You do not need to like them and hang out with them. Here we talk about unconditional, compassionate love that surrounds all. We would love to encourage you to have faith in your power and ability to be that, to receive that level of connection with yourself and others, so you can start activating the new timelines of evolution of the new golden age of miracles that is upon you. We see you, we feel you, we hear you always. We know what lies ahead of you, and we rejoice as love always wins, as love is the encompassing canvas fabric of light. The fabric of life itself is love frequency. Everything exists because the source creatrix of all things chose to birth these frequencies within her own womb. And now she is calling you back through unconditional compassion, love and support for yourself first and always, and for all other humans that walk in your field, walk in your reality, that you experience with for one moment or for a lifetime. You will create conscious communities. It is already happening now. To be able to be successful into promoting communities and allowing them to blossom, it is important to remember this message of unity consciousness. Find your tribe by activating more of your unique soul blueprint. Enter the vortex of your own evolution with no shame, no regrets, and no doubts. You are that always, and we love you dearly. Bye for now. That was such a beautiful message. I love you, Palladian friend. Thank you so much. I would love to invite you to raise a question when you find yourself in doubt or when you find yourself not knowing how to feel unconditional love and compassion for certain humans, for certain situations. As you know, it happens. First of all, I would love to invite you to have detachment about the fact that it's a work in progress, okay? We are a work in progress. There is no such thing as a goal, as an end to our evolution in these earth realms. There is always more. We can always experiment more love. There is no limitation to the amount of love one can feel, okay? So ask a question. Ask for help. You can, and be always be honest. Sometimes I'm like, I have no freaking idea how I can love this unconditionally right now, how I can love and have compassion for this person right now. My mind, my human have no clue, but my soul knows, and I surrender to that. I choose that. Because I choose love as my guiding force. I am curious to see how I can embody that. I am curious. And this is all. Open yourself this way. Do not try to think of a way to activate consciously compassion and love. This has nothing to activate consciously when there is a big trigger. This is a thing to surrender into. To be honest. To have no doubt about the fact that, yes, it is possible, only my mind does not know, and that's okay. There's no pressure. Today I don't know. Maybe I will not know for a year. Maybe I'll not know for this lifetime. But just the fact that I don't identify with my judgment, with my hate, with my discrimination, is already allowing me to embody a higher level of unity consciousness, to choose love as my guiding force. I hope that you enjoy this message from the Palladians, dear ones. I love you dearly. Remember to share this message around, as it is a beautiful message that I trust will serve so many. Let me know in the comment how you received it. I will continue serving you always, so keep on following me, and I will see you in the next video, next episode. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this episode, you will love Fractal Alchemy 5D Quantum University. Please visit my website sandrines.com for more information.